Диск 12. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I'd like to debunk the myth that German is especially hard. Despite all the jokes that are being made about it being an impossible language, if you are an English speaker, you are actually already quite advantaged because German and English share the same roots. Consequently, there are many thousands of words which are closely related. Besides, there's no new alphabet to learn, unlike in Chinese or Japanese. So it's not that hard after all. Speaker B.
I honestly don't understand why some people might want to learn German. Isn't there a more comfortable and fun way to pass your time than studying this complex language? I mean, there are 4 noun cases, endless verb conjugations, umlauts, and grammar rules, with more exceptions than rules. Mark Twain said a person who has not studied German can form no idea of what a perplexing language it is, and I agree with him here.
Speaker C.
They say Germany is the country of poets and thinkers. I'm definitely not a poet, but I'd like to become a scientist in the future. That's why I learn German. You see, a large percentage of the world's most impressive achievements belong to Germany. Over 100 Nobel Prizes have gone to Germans for accomplishments in physics, medicine, chemistry, and other areas. I'd love to read their famous publications in their native language.
Speaker D.
I guess everybody knows that there are a lot of award-winning scientists born in Germany. So it doesn't come as a surprise that German is very important in the academic community. As far as I know, it ranks second as the most commonly used scientific language. The German book market is the third largest in the world. Few of these books that are translated into other languages, so knowing German will give me access to them.
Speaker E. My friends and I attend courses of German at our local linguistic centre. I'm a rather ambitious person, and I hope knowing German will help me go up the career ladder faster. You know, Germany is the biggest economy within the European Union, and the 4th largest worldwide. Knowing the language of your German business partners can greatly improve your chances for effective communication and successful professional relationships. Speaker F.
I learn German because I'm interested in art and literature. Though Germans have a reputation for being left-brained and analytical, the German-speaking world has also produced some of the greatest literary, musical, artistic, and philosophical minds in human history. For instance, it is the language of Goethe, Kafka, Brecht, and Mann. I want the real thing. I want to read my favourite authors in the original, so I learn German with pleasure.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. I'd like to debunk the myth that German is especially hard. Despite all the jokes that are being made about it being an impossible language, if you are an English speaker, you are actually already quite advantaged because German and English share the same roots. Consequently, there are many thousands of words which are closely related. Besides, there's no new alphabet to learn, unlike in Chinese or Japanese. So it's not that hard after all. Speaker B.
I honestly don't understand why some people might want to learn German. Isn't there a more comfortable and fun way to pass your time than studying this complex language? I mean, there are 4 noun cases, endless verb conjugations, umlauts, and grammar rules, with more exceptions than rules. Mark Twain said a person who has not studied German can form no idea of what a perplexing language it is, and I agree with him here.
Speaker C.
They say Germany is the country of poets and thinkers. I'm definitely not a poet, but I'd like to become a scientist in the future. That's why I learn German. You see, a large percentage of the world's most impressive achievements belong to Germany. Over 100 Nobel Prizes have gone to Germans for accomplishments in physics, medicine, chemistry, and other areas. I'd love to read their famous publications in their native language.
Speaker D.
I guess everybody knows that there are a lot of award-winning scientists born in Germany, so it doesn't come as a surprise that German is very important in the academic community. As far as I know, it ranks 2nd as the most commonly used scientific language. The German book market is the 3rd largest in the world. Few of these books that are translated into other languages, so knowing German will give me access to them.
Speaker E. My friends and I attend courses of German at our local linguistic centre. I'm a rather ambitious person, and I hope knowing German will help me go up the career ladder faster. You know, Germany is the biggest economy within the European Union, and the 4th largest worldwide. Knowing the language of your German business partners can greatly improve your chances for effective communication and successful professional relationships. Speaker F.
I learn German because I'm interested in art and literature. Though Germans have a reputation for being left-brained and analytical, the German-speaking world has also produced some of the greatest literary, musical, artistic, and philosophical minds in human history. For instance, it is the language of Goethe, Kafka, Brecht, and Mann. I want the real thing. I want to read my favourite authors in the original, so I learn German with pleasure.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.